Hey, hello. Great to be here. Great to be here at the Great Grace Campout. Am I on at all? Am I on? Yeah, fine, good. Theme this weekend, Spirit-filled church. And I mean, it's been happening already. It's great. This morning's great. Last night was just excellent to come and worship. I love to start the weekend like that, worshiping, giving God praise in his presence. Church is, and church should be, Spirit-filled, full of the Spirit. Grace Church is, and Grace Church should be, full of the Holy Spirit. And it was just a brilliant way to start last night. I mean, it's made my job a lot easier. Like, it's just basically covered what I was going to say. So much of what was coming out. Johnny May, again, is talking about let's just stop a minute and gaze on the beauty of God. Let's enjoy his presence. I felt particularly resonated what Eilis brought about the unexpected. It's great to be here. Do you know what? This weekend, like, there's absolutely no doubt if you're here, you're going to have a great time. And it's going to be fun. And you're going to go, well, yeah, that was really lovely. But what I don't know if we've all come expecting is expecting to meet with God and to have a real encounter with God. And that's my heart and my faith for this weekend. Last night, parents were given specific mention and men were giving specific mention that God is going to work in us. And also all people, men and women and children, that God is going to work in the Spirit. We're praying for our, trying to get it right, mini campers and our camp out kids and for all of us in here that God's Spirit works. Talking about God spoke about it being our church. It's us together. We sing with one voice, saying how we got to give our burdens to meet with God. We're going to be still, going to come, be still, and know that he is God. It's just covering what I'm going to cover. It's excellent. So last year was amazing. It was so good to come, and we'd obviously had 2 years of that, and just great to come and be together. And it's not like this year, we're not going to have fun this year. We're going to just be and do God stuff this year. It's all going to come in together, but I just really feel an increased level of faith to enjoy God's presence this weekend and to expect God to move. Expect that. We at Grace Church have always been and will always endeavor to be a church that is based on the Word and the Spirit. A Word and Spirit church. We're guided by the Word of God, what the Bible says to us. And if anything contradicts or conflicts with that, then we're not interested. We want to be subject to the Bible and everything. And want to be a church where the Spirit of God is allowed to move among us. And we're experiencing the gifts of the Spirit. So the plan for this week and these next three mornings is I'm going to spend this morning in 1 Corinthians 12, and then tomorrow morning in 1 Corinthians 13, and then on Sunday, Chris Kilby is coming. He's going to kind of be in 1 Corinthians 14, but really talking about the prophetic. That's going to be amazing. Honestly, Chris, you're really going to like him. I'm confident of that. He's such a gifted and an anointed man, so fatherly, leading the Commission Church down the road in Southampton. He's going to be with us on Sunday morning for an excellent morning. If you've got a Bible, I hope you have, or some kind of means by which to look at it, get in there. We're going to be in there. Feel free to read it through this weekend, those three chapters, 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14. This morning and tomorrow morning, I'm just going to be teaching from chapter 12 and 13, and just seeing what it can teach us about being a Spirit-filled church. These chapters are written, Paul wrote to the church in Corinth, and these chapters are about when you come together and worship, really. It's good order in worship. It's the spiritual gifts at work when we're gathered to worship. And so they're super, super helpful. That first verse of 1 Corinthians 12 says, now about the gifts of the Spirit, he's kind of said, right, let me talk to you about this. About the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. And it's just that's my goal, really, and my only role is to help inform. We want to, there are things to know, things to learn and understand about the gifts of the Spirit and about the moving of the Holy Spirit. And so really my goal is to just help us to be informed by the Bible and then allow God to move. Do you mind standing again? I just want to pray. Well, it's great we've been welcoming. I just want to again pray and we'll get into the thick of it and just welcome God and ask him to move. Just pray with me in faith. Father God, we thank you so much for your grace and the gift of your Spirit, which you gladly lavish on us. It is by grace we ask of these things. We ask as a child confident in their father's love. We say, God, we ask, would you come and move this weekend? As you have already been, keep moving in our hearts. Lord, I pray, help me to inform us, instruct by your word, and then God, that's all I can do. I'm asking you, God, to move in hearts. I pray right now, Lord, that you would be touching hearts, that you would be helping people to say, oh man, maybe God's going to meet me. Maybe God's going to work in my heart. Maybe it is going to be not what I expected. And we're going to, later on, don't worry, we're going to pray again. When I've finished, in half an hour or so, we're going to welcome God. But I pray, God, would you now start to sow those seeds so that when we come to that in half an hour, people will know, I need to know the Spirit of God. I pray, would you be moving now as I'm speaking, Lord? Would you be touching hearts, Lord? I pray, encouraging people, stirring faith among us, Lord, reviving faith of days gone by, Lord. Would you be working, we pray. We just submit ourselves to you. And we need you, Lord. We cannot manufacture this. So we ask, God, would you send your Spirit and work among us in power? We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Grab a seat. It's good. I'm excited. I am excited. If you want to give a title to this morning, I'd say it's God at Work in One Body. God at Work in One Body among us. Let's read through. We'll read through the whole chapter, but we'll do it bit by bit. We'll read the first 11 verses to start of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I'll start from verse 1. Now, about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he distributes them to each one just as he determines. God, that section really, I kind of say, God works through us. That's what that's teaching us, which is pretty nuts. God works through us. First, I want to just remind you that that is true, that he is working in and through us. God is working through us. This is so fundamental to what it is to be a church and so easy to forget, so easy to brush over. He is at work today. Verse 6, there are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. God at work. Remember what God has done in your life. Think about what God has done in and through you and gifts that he's given you. Remember moments in your life where you thought it was going to go one way and then God did something and then it ended up way better and you think, oh yeah, that was God at work in my life, and he blessed me through it. Remember when you became a Christian, when you gave your life, if you have done that, that God worked in you to do that. Remember who you used to be. Remember who you think you would be today if it were not for God at work in your life. Just want to remind you that God is at work in and through us. Last week, baptisms. I mean, how good were they? So good to be together at the Grace Center and to be baptizing four people and just to hear amazing stories of how God is at work in and through us. Great new day. The Grace Youth having an amazing time and clearly seeing God at work and God being at work in and through our Grace Youth. And it's everywhere. Life groups. You can think of anything that's going on. You can see God at work and something's going on, and the groups, and I will be praying. We'll be praying for that, and God's working through it all. We've seen the prophetic brilliantly already this morning and last night. We see it in church. These are all evidence that God is at work when they get the gifts of tongues. The obvious gifts of the Spirit. I think people think, yeah, the tongues and prophetic. Also things like the gift of wisdom, it says, and knowledge in verse 8. It's kind of hard to know what they are. I think sometimes that is, I know this because God's told me and it's revealed it to me. Sometimes it's a wisdom, just we say something, we think, oh, where did that come from? God has given that and it is a gift. There's another list of gifts of the Spirit in Romans 12, and it includes encouragement and acts of mercy, which are evidence that God is at work. But I don't want to downplay what I'm saying. I'm not just saying we're really lovely people and God's at work. This is not just because we're nice. There's the Spirit of God at work through these acts of mercy in the church are Spirit anointed. They're not natural in that sense. And so to exercise the spiritual gifts, you need to be a Christian. It's not when I'm saying these acts of mercy, it's not just anyone can do that. And anyone can be merciful, but in the way that the Bible is talking about it, this is Spirit anointed. And to be full of the Spirit, you need to have declared that Jesus is Lord with your heart. These are evidences that God is at work. I want to remind you that he is. And I want to encourage us to expect more as well. He is at work, and let's just encourage, let's just expect him to carry on being at work, to do more things. I mean, if Jesus, like, he walked on water, he did ridiculous things, and he says you'll see greater things than these, then I think we can expect to see a reasonable bit more and expect to see more. This is the church of the living God. We are the church of the living God. We're not just a bunch of people. We're not just a community. We're a church of a God who is alive. I think there's a danger sometimes we can claim spiritual gifts that maybe aren't. And we can think, there were some people shared some things on the mic and it was great. And not necessarily the gifts of the Spirit. Perhaps years gone by, right? I'm talking 10, 20, 30 years in kind of churches like ours, New Frontiers, but evangelical, charismatic churches, you'll know if you know, perhaps that it was lent too far into, I had a guy at my old church who would come and say, I feel the Lord is speaking to us, and this is what he would say, and then talk, it's very much a, thus saith the Lord. This is what God, and perhaps leaning a bit too much like, well, yeah, that's, you know, we can weigh that. Let's not jump too far. If we lent too far there yesteryear, I think perhaps today we go too far the other way. And I was driving along this morning and I saw a mushroom and it really encouraged me. And so just want you to be encouraged. And we can do that and think that is a gift of the Spirit at work. When I'm not saying it's bad, but it's not an evidence of the gift of the Spirit. I want to encourage you to remember your gifts, particularly if you know those years. I encourage, just remember your gifts. Were you maybe walking in your gift in? I feel a burden for this over this weekend. If you have, you know, you think, oh yeah, I used to be quite prophetic. I used to walk in the gifts of the Spirit quite a lot. I just don't do it as much. I just encourage you to remember those and recall them. To ask God to fill you again and to give you faith again to walk in them. I'm talking people who are older than me. I want you to model it. You've been there. You've seen things. I want you to find that faith again. I want to talk a little bit about, you know, we call them contributions when people come and share into the mic on Sundays. I'm hesitant to go here because I don't want to be like everyone kind of suddenly self-analyzing, oh, and I brought this, how does this fit into what he's saying now? And kind of self-assessing everything that they're doing. I don't really like the word contributions, if you know that jargon, because it's like you don't have to use the microphone in order to contribute on a Sunday morning, right? Everyone in this tent and filtering is contributing to this morning. Everyone is part of it. I'm talking about publicly sharing, which is a different, I think, relatively niche. The vast majority don't do that on any given time. And I think what's great is this, it has been modeled well this morning. Unless said otherwise, I think to share publicly, it's always Spirit-led or Spirit-inspired. What was great is that this morning, Simo said, anyone who wants to just come and thank God, and people did. And so that's not necessarily the same. That is, having said otherwise, you know, just asking, because we've all got something to praise God for. But generally, when we share into the mic, it is, I feel a sense of God wants me to do something. And I think they kind of fit into three P's of what to share and to prophesy, to praise, or to pray. I think it's not an exhaustive list, but I think the vast majority of when we're sharing on the mic, that's what we should be thinking that we're doing in order to see the gift of the Spirit at work. And praise, kind of just come, I just want to come and praise God. I feel the Spirit in me is bubbling, and I want to praise God. That is something I don't think we do a great deal of. And it'd be great. I love it when people just say, I just am bubbling over with praise for God, and I feel he wants me to pray out. And that includes tongues. It might be in a different language, but it might not be. It might just be just praising God for his grace. And that is a very great thing to see, evidence of the Spirit. Prophecy, including kind of pictures, if you just got a picture of something. Great, again, it's been modeled well, so I don't want to be kind of thinking, oh, what did I say? But a sense of, this is what God's saying. It's not just, I feel this, this has encouraged me, this is nice, but God is saying this. Chris is going to come and talk more on that on Sunday, which is going to be great, so I won't go too much. And praying. Now, I think praying sometimes, the vast majority of the time when we're doing that, I think it's pre-planned. We'll have kind of said, yeah, there's something we want to pray into this morning. Something's happened, we're going to pray into this, and it'll already be planned. But occasionally there's a thing where you just think, I want to come and feel God speaking at me, to lead us in prayer. But it's always leading us, right? It's not just an individual if you're coming to share in that way. There are other things, kind of a general stirring of faith that God might be speaking to you about, you want to share. I can't think of a better phrase other than kind of leadership moments. I believe there's an anointing on elders to just steer things in a way that might not fit into any of those categories, but is different. And our worship leaders and meeting leaders just to steer. So they're kind of, the rules don't quite apply, not rules, but you know what I mean. The principles don't quite apply in the same way. And those meeting leaders and our elders will consider if it's right. Again, there's an anointing been on elders to think, oh, is this what's right for the moment? And maybe it will be, maybe it won't. And we'll definitely get it wrong sometimes. But that is how we feel God has ordained that it should be. We want to hear from God, though. This is not me. Again, my hesitancy is that this will squash it. My goal is that this will help to give shape to it and encourage people to be sharing and for the gifts of the Spirit to be moving among us. We want to see these happen. We want to hear from God because he is at work. He is at work. We want to hear from him. And also, I think it's important, just we can just say, we're going to look weird, right? Let's not be too worried about that. If there's guests, it's going to look odd. And let's not be embarrassed about that. Let's not be surprised about that. Of course, we're odd and different. We believe gifts of the Spirit. I mean, the way I'm talking is not, the people of this world don't understand that stuff, and we should not expect them to, but we also shouldn't hinder the gifts of the Spirit. There's a book out, I've not read it, I must have, but I've read some kind of reviews, and it looks very good. And it's really making this case I forget the author. It's called The World Next Door. And making this case, look, Christians are weird, and that's no bad thing. Like, let's just lean into that and embrace it and not deny it. And it starts with this, which I think is just a good, this is the opening of the book. Jesus was an exorcist, which, right, you say I'm an exorcist, you sound like a nutter. He once cast a legion of demons out of a man and into a herd of pigs. They ran off a cliff and into the ocean and were drowned. True story. That is weird, isn't it? We believe that happened, right? We believe Jesus cast a legion of demons out of some people, but then they went into some pigs, and then the pigs went off the cliff and they were drowned, and that actually happened. If you believe that today, you're weird in this world. And so let's just embrace it. The gifts of the Spirit are going to look weird. So we acknowledge that, but we also believe that people, as they come in of this world, will think, wow, this is weird in a good way. This is amazing. This is incredible. Expect people to come and encounter God as they come in. Not just think, oh, it was lovely, and the coffee was great, and the biscuits were great. All of that, yes, but more, they encounter God. Come and God just break into their hearts, and they give their lives. That's our faith and hope and our prayer. Important when we're talking about the gifts, we remember they point to the giver of the gifts. Let's not get overexcited about the gifts. They're all about making us marvel at the giver, at God himself. That is the whole point. Let's read on, verse 12. We'll read to verse 27. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. We'll stop there. Verse 26. I'm going to sum up that part. All believers are part of one body. All believers are part of one body. So many individuals in this room, across the world, the global church, many individuals make up one body together. And we have left our old identity to become part of this body. Verse 13 says somewhere, my page has turned. For we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. It's pretty emphatic, right? We are one body together. That's why, as we're hearing last night, and God speaking through Tony and saying, is us in this. When we sing this morning, we're kind of singing with one voice. And that is the body, right? There's one voice, but it's not like the voice is in conflict with the brain if things are working right. It's all in agreement. It's just the voice representing the whole body. And we can sing this morning, I am blessed, I am called and favored. And in a sense in which we speak of ourselves, but there's a sense in which the I is us. This body is blessed and called and anointed and favored. We're many individuals, but we make up one body, and we have left that old identity to become part of this new body. We're baptized into it. Whatever we used to be part of, we're now part of this in a unique way. And there's beautifully diverse backgrounds. We're a diverse bunch. Different nationalities, yes, different, just different lives that we've led. And that is a beautiful and amazing thing. We love diversity. We're diverse and we are united. Not just diverse. That's the beauty, is that we're diverse and united. We are living for the same things. Really, the same thing, the same one. We are united. Not just equality. The world talks a lot about it. It's great. Equality. We go one step further. We are united. We have unity in Jesus. United in one body. Last Sunday evening, very privileged, I went to see Coldplay at Wembley Stadium, courtesy of my lovely wife and my birthday present. It was amazing, like just excellent, you know, the lights, everything. But there were some pretty like lame moments at the same time, because they're looking for hope where there isn't any, really. And it's I don't know how many people are in there, because, you know, but tens of thousands. And amazed, everyone's loving it, but you don't feel any, do you know what I mean? I've got nothing, I don't know who these people are. And they tried. So Chris Martin, the leader, he said, right, there's Yellow, the big song, and said, right, if you're on the front half, I want you all to turn around and sing, and then you're at the back, and we're just going to sing this one line, and we're going to sing it to each other. And it is, look at the stars, look how they shine for you. And it's like, lame. Like, no, you're trying. And what he's trying to get them united. So we're all, yeah, we're one together. But I've got in common that I like Coldplay with these people, and that is relatively not a life-defining thing for me. It doesn't shape who I am. I also, last Sunday, had the privilege of being at church and worshipping with a body together. And that is a whole different ballgame, where we're singing songs together. We're all raising hands, but the thing that unites us is life-defining, is the very core of who we are. We're one body together, and it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. This passage also shows us that feelings aren't supreme. So it's quite blunt, really. The hand is part of the body, even if it doesn't feel like it. I don't feel like I'm part of this body. Does not mean it is not part of the body, is exactly what it is saying. We can't say that we don't fit because we're a bit different. I've got like 4-5 phalanges and I don't fit. That's right, isn't it? Swap fingers? Fingers? Yeah, thanks. I'm a bit different. I'm a bit weird. I don't fit. You fit because you are different. That's what the passage is saying. All of us being the same would be bad. Would not work. A body of hands would be weird. Diversity is good on every level. So kind of in the micro, it's great among us. It's good in the different ways. Good, you know, we live in the UK and we're different to people who live in Asia. And it's a beautiful thing, the way God's done that. It's good on every level. I'm going to say this. I don't know if this is going to excite you or please you or not. It is great to be here. It's so good this year and last year, and I love it. And I'm just going to save anyone kind of coming at me. next year, we're going to be going to commission, what is now called Commission Festival. So it was West Point, then it was Connect. It's now Commission Festival, which is going to be great. And it's confusing. And I don't know how many times we're going to have to say that over the next 12 months. But, and I think it's just, it's worth saying and worth enjoying. There are different benefits, right? There are different events. I get it. This is more relaxed. We connect more here. And that's that value. We go to Commission Festival, West Point. We connect on a different level with other people. And we get to go and contribute to that body and realize that. And I just, God's going to bless us hugely. We're so, so blessed to be part of Commission. And it's a great opportunity to do. It's a great way of diversity. It's kind of crowbarred in there. Different events with different benefits. That's what we're doing next year. God has designed this body very deliberately as well. I love verse 11 and verse 18 are so clear. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he distributes them each to each one just as he determines. In verse 11, he chooses. Verse 18 makes a similar point. But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. It's emphatic in making that point. So no one should feel insecure because they feel like they're not needed. It's that whole, because I'm a bit different, I don't fit. No one should feel like that. You are needed. We need you. You are needed. It's great. I love Grace Youth on fire, right? Young people on fire. God forbid us from ever thinking we don't need them. God forbid us from ever thinking we don't need older people and younger people. God is at work in them. You, all of you, have a part to play in this church. Partly it's on you to know that. You've just got to know that. And I feel like I'm quite good at not making too many football analogies. So I'm due one. I was thinking, could I do it with a different sport? But I was like, no, I just, stick to what you know. So you've got a right winger or something, and it's like, if a right winger says to the rest of the team, do you know what, I just don't feel like I'm part of this team. They're just going to be like, what do you want? Like, you're in the 11, mate. I don't care. I don't care what you feel like. You are part of this team. You are a valued member. And it's partly on them to just know that. You just got to know that you're an important member. It is partly also on the rest of the team. Like, if they're never passing to the right winger, he's not going to feel valued. But also, the team's not going to flourish. The team's not going to do well. It's on all of us to know everyone is needed. Don't be so insecure as to think that you're not. But also, the passage goes on to make the point the other way. It says in verse 21, the eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. Don't be so proud as to think that everyone else is not needed. So I have too many negatives there. Remember, you got to know everyone else is needed. Don't think that you're more important in any way. We're not, the way it goes on in the passage, talking about the things, the modesty, and we're not good at measuring things that are important. We're just not, I think, in this world. We elevate things as important, and we don't give credit and glory to things that are. That's what Jesus came to say. Jesus came to serve and not be served. We love to, elevate the things that are served. We're not good at getting it right. Everyone, everything is needed. And we should have concern. I think we can get a bit worried about using the word should. But we should have concern for one another because we know the grace of God. But we should. There should be no division. There should be no division. Its parts should have equal concern for each other. We should care about each other. We should. We suffer together. One part suffers, every part suffers. One part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Just this week in the office, we were just talking about this. Some things coming up. Something was like, great, that's amazing. Someone, just a real great story. Just God's at work. The same day, just real tough stories coming. People who have just come for the first time to Grace, and just you realize why they're there. And it's not a nice thing that's happening. You just think, man. And it's We're both, right? We're constantly rejoicing and suffering. And that song, it's a great song. Should this life bring suffering? I just don't know why that lyric is not, and when this life brings suffering. Of course, we're in it together. We don't just not care about individuals. We rejoice and we suffer and we do it together. So often it's the same people rejoicing as it is suffering, this weird thing going on. We're all in it together, and I love it. I love this church. Look around for a moment. Have a look around. Go on, actually do it. I know it's weird. I know it's not British. It is no accident that God has brought us together. It's not. I know. It's hard to believe. It's not. It's not just, we'll see who comes, who's part of this church. God brought us together. He chose us to be a church together. Everyone. And people who have come and moved on to other things, God has ordained that. At this moment, God has made this church to be what it is and made up of the people that it is made up of. There's no point thinking, we really could do with this, or like, we've got quite a lot of that, we don't really need someone. God has done it this way. We work in that way. And certainly we're in faith and we want to be on mission and seeing God move and adding to our number. But at any given moment, who we are is because we are who we are because God has made us that way. He has distributed them. It is down to him. We'll read the rest of the chapter, verse 27. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is part of it. Get it yet? Got it? And God has placed in the church, first of all, apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and of different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, do all work miracles, do all have gifts of healing, do all speak in tongues, do all interpret? The answer is no to all of the above. Now eagerly desire the greater gifts. God has given many gifts to the church. No one is all of them. That's what it's saying. There's a whole bunch of, we could talk more, I won't go into detail. God has given many gifts. No one is all of them. Sometimes you can think, I need to grow in this area. Yeah, I'm sure, I'm talking character, there's a different thing. But talking about gifting, God hasn't gifted us all in the same way. No one is all of the gifts. These gifts that are read out are for today. God is at work in one body today. That's what this is saying. They are for us. God at work, but don't expect it to be gifted in everything. We want to see other people walk in their gifting, and I'm telling you, we would not be here if it were down to me. This is down to other people's giftings that we have this. We might be here, but we'd just be in the open air, bring your own chair, and that would be that, and I'll be shouting all of that. It's down to God's gifting in people that enables all of it to happen. No one is all of them. And it's important as well, these gifts are not ultimate. These gifts are not the end thing. It's a bit of a tease for tomorrow, what we'll be looking at in 1 Corinthians 13. But we should, as it says in verse 31, eagerly desire the gifts of the Spirit. If the band want to come up again, I'm going to pray for the Holy Spirit. You can stay seated for now just as the band come up. And we're going to welcome God and this God who is at work, who we can expect to be at work even more, to come and move among us. This isn't kind of hands up for which gift you want, right? You want prophecy? This is it. God chooses, right? He just sends his Spirit. So it's not like, I'm going, but now it's just going to welcome him to move among us. We're going to pray for anointing and see what God does. Ali, feel free to start playing whenever you're ready. If we stand, Mike Pilavachi is good at this in kind of welcoming. He talks about When you're asking for to be filled with the Spirit, you need to accept, ask, and trust. You need to just accept. You need to get grace. You need to accept that it's okay to ask and that you don't need to be perfect, but God has given his Son so that he can bless you. I need to ask, all right? There's no formula. It's not like do this. Just ask. Just you ask. I mean, I'll pray, but just ask. Accept that you're forgiven, that you're able to ask God. Just keep asking, Bible says, and trust. That's a tricky one, probably. Just surrender to God and trust him. He's a father who loves you. We're going to hear again more about that on Sunday, I think. Just God's father, how you can trust him to work. When you say, God, I'll let you do it, you can. That's okay, because you can trust him that he'll do you good. I'm just going to pray. God, we just ask, send your Spirit now. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, we pray. Just open your heart to God. Accept, ask, and trust. Just welcome you, God. We praise you that you're at work among us. We ask you to be at work again. Be at work more. Again, just if you know you're not walking in the gift of the Spirit like you used to be, just use this weekend, use this moment. Ask God, come on and fill me again. I'll do it. I'll go again. Holy Spirit, we pray. God, I pray for those who are newer to all of this. Give them a first time, Lord. Baptize people in your Spirit, we pray, Lord, this morning. Those who have been there and done it, come and baptize in your Holy Spirit, we pray. Lord, we need you. Only you can do it. Lord, try to inform, instruct. Now we ask God, fill us with your Spirit. Come on, Lord. Move in power, we pray. Work among us, work in hearts. Lord, I pray, revive spirits. Lord, where people have just gone a bit lukewarm in their faith, in their experience of you, Lord, I pray, come and you change it. Where they just kind of got comfortable in that new level of, you know, lukewarmness, I pray, would you change it in ways that are unexpected, Lord? Come and break into hearts this morning. Lord, come and move by your Spirit. It's a big deal that the Holy Spirit can work in our hearts. I pray, do amazing things. Move among us. Come on, Lord. Why don't you just, where you are, begin to speak out. Praise God. If that's just say, thank you, God, for your grace. Or just ask him, say, God, come. I want it. I want to know your presence. I want to know your Spirit. Maybe I did before, but I haven't for a while. I want to know it now. Maybe I never have really. I've just seen it. Come and do it now. Lord, I pray, come on, move in our hearts. We're not stirring this up. There's nothing worldly in this. We're just asking for you to move by your Spirit. We cannot do this. We cannot. You can. Lord, you can. We ask, come in power.